This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This broadcast is coming to you from our studios here of the First Baptist Church of Algiers in New Orleans, Louisiana, formerly now in Walker. But this is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the old Trailblazer. And we bring into these studies now on the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And we've studied the faith of Isaac and Jacob and Esau. And last time we were looking there at the faith of Isaac. And I want us to notice that this time the contrast largely in father and son. In the 11th chapter of Hebrews, that 21st verse, and each one of these verses stands alone because they deal with an individual character. And we're taking them up just a character at a time. Now, let's go there and look at those verses. But before we do that, many of you know we have 9 full-length CDs here by our late choir before they disbanded there after the storm. But I want to play you one of our choir songs now. And then maybe let you know how to receive some of these CDs if you'd like. So I want you to just listen, if you will. Listen to this gracious song. Don't you like that song, my friend? That's on one of our choir CDs. It's number 6. And they're full length, about 18 songs on each one of them by our late choir. And they're sale for $5 each. So if you write me, I'll send you a list, title list of all of the songs. Let's get back to our study. We're looking there in the 11th chapter of Hebrews and studying the faith chapter. By faith, Jacob, let's look at that verse, 21. Hebrews 11:21. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worship, leaning upon the top of his staff. Now, let's turn over there to the 48th chapter of Genesis and look. Don't you like to compare those verses and read the story that the Lord has given us here? I think we better understand it if we do. 48th chapter of Genesis. And it came to pass, first verse, after these things that one told Joseph, behold, thy father is sick. And he took with him his 2 sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And one told Jacob and said, behold, thy son Joseph cometh unto thee. And Israel, or Jacob, strengthened himself and sat upon the bed. And Jacob said to Joseph, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz, and there that was at Bethel in the land of Canaan, and blessed me. And he said unto me, behold, I will make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, and I will make thee a multitude of people, and give you this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. And now thy 2 sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt before I came unto Egypt, are mine. Now isn't that a marvelous statement? Oh, my friend, don't you like that? I think I'll just go back and read part of it again. Let me read that fourth and fifth verses again. And he said unto me, Jacob, talking about the Lord, behold, I will make thee fruitful. I will multiply thee. I will make thee a multitude of people, and will give this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. That's why the Israel nation of Israel can't be defeated, right with this one promise right here. Everlasting possession. And now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt before I came unto thee into Egypt, they are mine. Oh, what a gracious time. As Reuben and Simon, they shall be mine. Now, let's look. What a marvelous statement. Joseph had married an Egyptian woman. And whether she was converted to the true God or not, the scripture doesn't say. But it shows that Joseph never relinquished his faith, though he was a prime minister of Egypt until he died, that those two sons were his, incorporated into the family of God, until Jacob could say, they're mine. Now, if you don't get anything else out of this lesson, let's get that. That'll be worth your listening today, this little short message. That'll be worth all that you've put into it. You know, we often make the statement here at the Old Trailblazer broadcast that if only one soul gets saved under the Old Trailblazer's ministry, if that soul is yours or that soul is mine, it'll be worth all we have put into it. Everything we have put into it, it'll be worth every bit of it. Oh, my friend, listen. And let's look at that sixth verse before we go on. And thy Isha, which thou begettest after them, shall be thine, and shall be called after the name of their brethren in their inheritance. And as for me, when I come unto Padan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan, and in the way, when yet there was but a little way to come unto Ephrah. And I buried her there in the way of Ephrah, and in the same Bethlehem. And Israel beheld Joseph's son, and said, whose are these? And Joseph said unto his father, they are mine, they are my sons, whom God has given me in this place. And he said, bring them, I pray thee, unto me, and I will bless them. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see. And he brought them near to him, and he kissed them, and embraced them. And Israel said unto Joseph, I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, God has showed me thy seed also. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand towards Israel's left hand, Manasseh in his left hand towards Israel's right hand, and he brought them near to him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands willingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long until this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads. Let my name be named among them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. Now when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand to remove it, and Ephraim's head from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head. And the father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people. And he also shall be great, but truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. And he blessed them that day, saying, in thee shall all Israel bless, saying, God make them as Ephraim and Manasseh, and set Ephraim before Manasseh. And Israel said unto Joseph, behold, I die, but God shall be with you, and bring you again unto the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given thee one portion above thy brethren, which I took out of the land hand of the Amorites with my sword and with my bow. That's a gracious portion of Scripture, isn't it? The next chapter gives us the blessings upon the tribes of Israel. But that this 48th chapter in Genesis deals with our text today, the faith of Jacob when he was a dying. Now let's look back at some thoughts that we have here. Oh, I know faith. Now I know that's what we've been talking about, or the grace of faith. But let's put it like this: the grace of faith. Faith can only be communicated to your heart and mind, as well as mine. How? By grace. Did you ever stop and think that everything that you ever have or ever hope to have is by grace? Everything I have is by grace. Oh, my friend, if you read there in John 3:27, it'll say, "No man receiveth anything except it be given him from above." We'll just leave that off right there and get to it in our next study. But isn't this a gracious study, my friend? I've asked many of you who've been hearing me for quite a while, go there and read the 11th chapter of Hebrews quietly. Read it over several times. And then if you would, look up those verses in Genesis that relates to this time. And it'll give you a better picture. You know, those folks, you know, many of our skeptics today, they foo-foo the scriptures, 11th chapter of Hebrews and all. But those folks were real, just like you and I. They had a soul, and they had a body and a spirit. And the Lord led them day by day. They fought the battles. They went through many a hardship and many a thing. Go back and read. Just why don't you just start reading the Bible there in Genesis and read those hardships that they all went through. And go back. Go all the way down to where Noah was instructed to build an ark. All of those things. And believe God's word. I ask my folks here at the chapel oftentimes, do y'all believe God's word? Do you believe God's word at all? I hold it up in my hand, and I say, this is God's word. Believe it and be saved. Disbelieve it and be lost. Oh, my friend, you don't want to be lost, do you? Take God at his word. You can call on him. I spoke recently about let's reason together. Come now, let us reason together. Did you know you can reason with the Lord? You can go in the bathroom, look in the mirror, and reason with the Lord. Look yourself in the face and say, Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord. The old trailblazer told me to come reason with you. And I'm reasoning with you, Lord. You can do that, my friend. What grace it'll be. Remember the old trailblazer's address? The old trailblazer, post office box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. You can go there and see much of the old trailblazer, how you can pick and choose those you'd like to hear. Goodbye, and God bless you.